Welcome back to the Steve Grimmer Show. Good to have you here for the conversation. Now, I don't know about you, but my week wasn't all that great. I'm not going to kid you. And I have my troubles with insomnia here and there, as Ivy would attest. Anyway, but whenever we do this spring forward thing, it just seems like I'm off for a couple of days. And I talked to some other people, just off for a couple of days. And then I had insomnia Monday and Tuesday, Sunday night and Monday night into Monday and Tuesday. I'm tired of the changing of the clocks. My next guest says time should be up on daylight savings as well. State Representative Bill G. Schutte of the state of Michigan with me. Bill, good to have you.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on the show. And I hear you. Whenever we have this time change to daylight savings time, I hear from people all across Michigan about how their sleep patterns get thrown off. It messes up people's circadian rhythms. It's really a big issue.
So here's my question. Do we keep the time that we're at right now or the time that we did have? Because I don't know which one. We're in daylight savings time now, so I assume we would have the time that we just changed from.
Yeah, so the bill I introduced yesterday is the Sunshine Protection Act, and it would place Michigan permanently on standard time year round. And I think that's the time we were back in. So we'd eventually fall back. You'd get that hour of sleep back, and we'd stay on that year round. And the reason I think standard time makes sense is, one that matches up better with light patterns, with people's sleep and circadian rhythms. That's what the American Medical Association and the American Association for Sleep Science have said. So that's what I'm doing. But I think, what everybody can, or at least most people can agree on is the change really doesn't help anybody.
And that doesn't help me. But, there's a stat you've got here for me that I haven't heard. I'm going to share this one first, though. The number of heart attacks increases dramatically in the week following spring forward when we go to daylight savings time. People get less sleep. They're more stressed out. They're like me. They have insomnia, whatever reason. They have heart attacks, and obviously some people don't survive that. But I also see here, according to the research that you sent over, fatal automobile accidents increased by 6% this time of the year after the change. A 6% jump because people are driving tired behind the wheel. This is not good.
No, it's really bad. And you see the impacts with increases in heart attacks, increases in strokes, hospitalizations, and as we talked about with car crashes and the impacts from this time change, it lingers. It happens very abruptly one day, but studies have shown it can take people a month to adjust to the new sleep and light patterns of the shift there. And also we see an impact in our schools. We see decreased academic performance when students aren't sleeping as much. They have a harder time in the classroom, and decreased work performance in the workplace. So there's a lot of issues with this really abrupt change.
What do you think? Does it have a chance of the Democrats? I mean, apparently the Democrats don't really spend much time talking to the Republicans as of late in Lansing. In fact, when they had a two-seat majority in the House, which they'll get back at some point, they basically just did whatever they wanted under any schedule they wanted, Bill. They didn't care what you had to think. Sit down, shut up, we're doing what we're doing, and we don't care what you think. I mean, it was very much rude is not quite enough word for it, but you understand what I'm saying, right?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, the first year that I was in Lansing, well, there was very little space for any type of bipartisan dialogue. It was sit down, shut up, and we're going to ram this down your throat for really the detriment of Michiganders. But, I'm an optimist, Steve, and I have a sunny disposition despite daylight savings time. I introduced the bill yesterday, and it has bipartisan co-sponsors. So it has, Democrats and Republicans on the legislation. And I don't think this is a partisan issue. I'd hope this cuts across the grain there.
I would hope so. If we can't find bipartisanship in daylight savings time, man, we are hard pressed. But I think there's room for more conversations. I do think there's more room for more conversations all the time. So let me just ask you about a couple of other things that are going on in Lansing, if I may. First of all, the $81 billion budget. How does Pennsylvania operate on half the money that it takes Michigan to run?
Or it's even worse. You know, you look at a state like Florida that has half the number of state government employees. It doesn't have a state income tax, and it is, you know, about half of the budget that we have. And you hear the governor talk about wanting to grow our state, grow our economy. We're following the wrong playbook in the state of Michigan. We should be following the playbooks of a state like Florida, that's population is growing, and
It's
you know,
two and a half
with half the
times.
budget.
Yeah, the
Yeah,
population of
incredible.
Florida is two and about 25 million. We're at about 10 million. That's 2.5 times larger, right?
Their dollars are going a heck of a lot farther there. Their population is growing, and their tax burden's lower. It's not a mystery, Steve. This isn't rocket science, right?
Right. So I had somebody. We had a conversation here recently about Michigan being a swing state. You've got a lot of things going on here. First of all, you got 300,000 people more on the voter rolls than actually should be qualified adults in Michigan. We're at 103% of actual voter rolls, which is impossible, but Jocelyn Benson's not going to do anything about it. That notwithstanding, I had somebody ask me about Michigan and this divide over what's going on in Gaza between Israel and the Muslim voters in Dearborn. I said, that's not the problem for the Democrats come November. The problem for the Democrats come November are 500,000 to 600,000 people that are connected to the auto industry that feel that the EV gamble was not worth it, that we're being forced down this chute where General Motors is struggling, Ford's struggling, and people have lost their jobs. Despite what Sean Fain of the UAW told you, 1,800 more people have no job today in the auto industry because of the deals being made for EVs. And Gretchen Whitmer's riding with Biden. I think what pushes Michigan into the red column are middle class, working class people that have problems with the economy. They don't like the EV push. They don't like all this push from government. What do you say?
I would completely agree, Steve. And I think that the reason that you're seeing Joe Biden come to Michigan tomorrow is because he knows that he's hurting, and he's hurting with those type of working class voters who have been hurt the most by the Biden agenda. You look at the EVs, which don't provide the same return to your average middle class household, but you also look at you know, the price of gas, the price of groceries going through the roof while wages are staying stagnant. The Biden economy is really hitting Michigan especially hard, and that's why we're going to have a really big Republican year in 2024.
And we've got to stop. You know, we got $81 billion in this, but we have got to stop giving away taxpayer dollars to corporate welfare and fantasies.
Yeah,
We've got to
or
stop
maybe
that.
not to Chinese companies too. You know, companies that have direct fealty to the
Right.
Chinese Communist Party. You know, shocker. I think that your dollars should be going you know, to Michigan taxpayers, not to Chinese companies. We need to make it in Michigan, not make it for China.
Well, didn't I read
So.
in the budget here, and I can't remember the number, $280 million to build housing for illegals in Michigan? Did I read that right?
You know, there may have been something on that in the proposal, but you know, the governor's residence has a couple extra bedrooms, so I think that's a good place to start. And you know, there's a whole bunch of you know, in the backdrop here, you see these state office buildings
Sure.
That where people are still working completely remotely right now, instead of spending you know, hundreds of millions of dollars you know, building housing for illegal immigrants. We could convert some of our empty state office space.
Or sell it and stop paying the utilities and everything else on them. I mean, why have that dead weight? I mean, cut the
Bring it back to
waste.
work. Bring it
Yeah,
back to work.
or go
Yeah,
back to
in
work,
person.
you know. Be like
Yeah.
Elon Musk. You come to the office or you don't have a job. Anyhow, Bill
Absolutely.
Schuette, greatly appreciate you being here as always. Thank you.
Hey, Steve, I really appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, good stuff. Let's get rid of daylight savings time. That's thing number one. All right. Coming up after the break, something you've probably never heard of, a massacre in Massachusetts from 1704. It's straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.